Chapter 20. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Moreover, you shall tell the children of Israel, any one of the children of Israel, or of the foreigners who sojourn in Israel, who gives any of his offspring to Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I also will set my face against that person, and will cut him off from among his people because he has given of his offspring to Moloch, to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name. If the people of the land all hide their eyes from that person, when he gives of his offspring to Moloch, and do not put him to death, then I will set my face against that man, and against his family, and will cut him off, and all who play the prostitute after him, to play the prostitute with Moloch, from among their people. The person that turns to spirits of the dead, and to familiar spirits, to prostitute himself with them, I will even set my face against that person, and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my statutes, and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. For everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. The man who commits adultery with another man's wife shall surely be put to death, both the adulterer and the adulteress. The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death, they have committed a perversion, their blood shall be upon them. If a man has sexual relations with a male, as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. If a man takes a wife and her mother, it is wickedness, they shall be burned with fire, both he and they, that there may be no wickedness among you. If a man lies with an animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal, and lies down with it, you shall kill the woman, and the animal, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. If a man takes his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and sees her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it is a shameful thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of the children of their people, he has uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity. If a man lies with a woman having her monthly period, and uncovers her nakedness, he has made naked her fountain, and she has uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor of your father's sister, for he has made naked his close relative, they shall bear their iniquity. If a man lies with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sin, they shall die childless. If a man takes his brother's wife, it is an impurity, he has uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless. You shall therefore keep all my statutes, and all my ordinances, and do them, that the land, where I am bringing you to dwell, may not vomit you out. You shall not walk in the customs of the nation, which I am casting out before you, for they did all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess it, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the peoples. You shall therefore make a distinction between the clean animal and the unclean, and between the unclean fowl and the clean, and you shall not make yourselves abominable by animal, or by bird, or by anything with which the ground teems, which I have separated from you as unclean for you. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have set you apart from the peoples, that you should be mine. A man or a woman that is a medium, or is a wizard, shall surely be put to death, they shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them.